Sports Day for Kia's EV6 and Sportage, Cars of the Year. And Lumo SA, Aussie-owned, made for South Australia.
Yes, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sports Day on this dark day in South Australian sport, the death of an icon, Donald Neil Curley. I'm Ben Hook. I'm joined by the 2021 McGarry medalist, Bryce Gibbs. And, Bryce, what a sad day it's been.
It certainly is, Hooky. Neil's Knuckles Curley, what an absolute icon of South Australian footy and one of the great people that you could meet. It is a sad day, and our condolences to the Curley family.
I'm part of the Sport SA Hall of Fame Selection Committee. There are five legends on that list: Bradman, Ebert, Robren, Mears, Gillian Rolton. And I would put Neil Curley in that vicinity. I mean, he was a legend of football, but he was bigger than football, wasn't he? He was even involved in the South Australia's America's Cup campaign in the late 80s and was training yachtsmen. He was integral in forming the Adelaide Crows that, now by far and away is, well, alongside Port Adelaide, I guess, is the biggest sports club in South Australia. It was stunning when I got the news last night. We'd only just come off air with Laurie Colliver at 7 o'clock and I got a message just after that he'd passed away, and I just had to sort of sit and take that in for a minute. I mean, he is just so larger than life. He's been Mr. Football here in South Australia for so long, and it's just hard to believe that he's no longer with us.
Yeah, it is very sad, isn't it? And I was a bit like you. I was sitting on the couch last night and the old man sent a text through and passed on the news. And, you just sort of sit and reflect, and you never can expect things like this to happen. But unfortunately, they do. And it's been really nice to hear some great tributes flow in through a lot of people in footy and life about Curls and what he's done over his life.
You mentioned some great tributes, and there has been over the course of the last, 24 hours, I guess. We'd like to just share with you some memories now of Donald Neil Curley, a hero.
And that is the end of the match, with South Adelaide scoring a magnificent win. And there is Curley, who's done a magnificent job to bring South Adelaide from bottom to top in one season. He's done this before. He did this at Whyalla in his early days in football, and did the same for West Adelaide in his first year of coaching for the Red and Blacks. And now he's done it again with South Adelaide, and they thoroughly deserve this magnificent 27-point win over Port Adelaide.
Being coming from the bush as a kid, and starting work in the country.
You left school at 14?
16 years, yeah, 14. Went bush at 16 years of age on a little old motorbike and started working among men, and you get to know people and understand people. And that's, I reckon that's the best thing that I took on as a coach, that I can understand people.
He led by example for those who were able to play with him, but then when he transitioned to a non-playing coach, it just took a couple of years, but still he was just... He had this presence about him that you didn't want to let him down.
You've got to be honest and ding him. That's how I've been all my life, with people. And there's got me in a bit of hot water occasionally with certain officials and that type of thing, but I couldn't give a stuff. You say what you think is correct, and don't take shortcuts.
Valet Donald Neil Knuckles Curley, he is going to be sorely missed. Bryce Gibbs, you're an integral part of the South Adelaide Football Club now, won the McGarry Medal there last year. You've been at the football club today. Just describe what he means to the South Adelaide Football Club, Premiership captain in 1964.
Yeah, he means the world still to the South Adelaide Footy Club, and I've only been there a short time, but you speak to a lot of the past players and people that were involved when he was around the club, and they've only got the most best things to say about him. And I think why he's so loved, he was the player coach of that 64 side, South Adelaide's last premiership, and they've been starved of success since then. And I think the year that he coached that year, they finished bottom the year before. So the amount of respect that he come in and turned that footy club around within the matter of 12 months to win him a flag, it was unbelievable. And it still stems into the playing group today. I mean, I think it was back in about 2009 when the club were struggling a little bit. They really wanted to set some foundations in terms of their culture. And a part of the Knuckles is what they wanted to bring into the culture. And that still continues to this day. So a part of the Knuckles culture at our club is our on-field performance and the tackles, the hard work, being hard to play against. And we have an award each week, which we present to the Knuckles trademark player of the game or that week. And they get to wear a different coloured jersey for the week in off the back of what Knuckles did for the club all those years ago.
So they wear a different Guernsey at training.
Yeah.
That would be pretty special. Did you ever get to wear, have you ever got to wear it?
I did. I have a couple of times. So we have one for the league side and the reserve side. So, and that's voted by the players on those values and behaviours that we want to play and train by. And that's named after Neil Curley.
It's something really special. I had very little to do with Neil Curley until 2019. And I wrote something in the paper about the Swan Reach Golf Club where Knuckles and a bunch of retired volunteers overhauled this golf course, and I went up and played it with him not long after. He invited me up, and it was an Ambrose game. So it's team golf. It's all four of you playing together, and no one warms up. It's a pretty relaxed sort of environment, and all four of us in the team hit pretty ordinary drives first up. We went down and decided where we're going to play our second shot from, and Knuckles got us together. He said, "Now, come on, you fellas. You've got a lift here. I'm not having any of this average performance." And it was seriously like I was playing a league game for him.
Yeah.
And the next 4 hours, I kid you not, every time I hit a poor shot, I was devastated because I felt, and Cornsey was just saying it, you never wanted to let him down. This is muck around social golf, and I didn't want to let him down. And then every time, if I hit a good shot, it was like he elevated you to some sort of special level. Maybe I could be playing professional golf.
That's fantastic.
Knuckles is he's right on my back. It was an amazing experience, and just for someone playing social golf, you could understand why he was so successful as a coach, because he had this ability to inspire and motivate and drive you for success more than anything I've experienced in sport. It was just a social game of golf. So, yeah, one of my favourite memories of Donald Neil Curley. Feel free to give us a call if you want to share your memory of Knuckles, 8223 0000. That's the week's open line, and 0437 693 060 is the text line. Play Keno from only $1 a game with a draw every few minutes. There's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly. Bryce, the teams have come through. Let's just very quickly touch on the Adelaide Crows and the Port Adelaide lineups. Port Adelaide, of course, is an extended squad. They're playing on Sunday over in Perth against Fremantle. Let's talk about the Crows first of all. They play Melbourne. There are a couple of changes. Lockie Murphy and Riley Thilthorpe are both in. There's three outs. That's Hamill, McHenry and McAdam. They're all injured. No Matt Crouch. Are you surprised?
I'm not, to be honest. Mm. I think he's
you would have seen him firsthand last week. He had a plenty of it.
I did. We tried to have a bit of a plan in place for him around stoppages, and he still tore us up. So, yeah, I've got an opinion that he's on the outer, and I don't think whether if he continues to have 30, 40 in the sandfall, I don't think it's necessarily going to help his chances of getting back in. I hope he does. He's still a very good player, and I still think there's a spot for him in the side. But to have 42 touches and not get a look in the week after, I think that's saying something.
As a former teammate and mate of his, if you could provide him some sort of advice right now, if you were still at the club and you said, if you want to get back in this side, you've got to just do this to your game, what would be the one thing you would suggest?
I probably wouldn't be giving him any advice on his game. I think he's doing a lot of things right. It'd be more just your attitude and your mental application. Mm. You don't want to be seen to be, you know, cracking the shits and sooking and complaining. As hard as it is, and I went through it, Heath Uni really helped me in this space as the development coach when I was going through it, and he just kept into me about my attitude. I need to be back there setting a good example for the young guys. And once I started to get my head around that, it actually helped my performances go to another level in the sandfall as well. So that would be my advice to him, is just to keep applying yourself, not cracking the shits, not sooking, and the rest will take care of itself.
It's very easy to be, oh, woe is me in that situation, isn't it? When you know on performance, you probably feel like you belong, but there's other factors at play that you don't have control of, and that can be particularly frustrating. Let's just talk about Port Adelaide very quickly. It's an extended squad. In comes Darcy Byrne-Jones. Robbie Gray is a big in. Orazio Fantasia has been named. We wonder if there is an injury concern around him. Tommy Cleary comes in. And the big name that I think could be a bit of a bolter here is Jace Burgoyne has been named potentially to play his first game on that extended squad. Hey, a lot of firepower in that ins list, Bryce.
It certainly is for Port Adelaide. There are a lot of welcoming returns for them. And, you know, both SA sides have got big tasks ahead of them this week, don't they? Adelaide obviously playing Melbourne, who were back to their very best last week. And then Port travel to Frio, who it's obviously a fortress for Frio over there this year. And they'll be looking to bounce back after losing to Carlton last week. So, a tough task for both of our SA sides this week.
The first test between Sri Lanka and Australia has got underway in Gaul. It was delayed due to weather and the loss of the roof of a grandstand, of all the things that you could have a game delayed for. Australia, after 33 overs, 4 for 125. So the disappointment there, Travis Head out for 6. I think that was his overnight score. So a tiny little bit disappointing. Very quickly, you were just talking about, oh, woe is me, and being a bit frustrated with everything going on around you. Did you see the way Steve Smith got out last night, run out with a mix-up with Usman Khawaja? Did you see it?
I did. He wasn't very happy about it, was he?
What did you think of that? In fact, I'll tell you what I think of it. I think when you are one twanged hamstring from Patrick Cummins away from the captaincy of the Australian team, you've got to have a bit more class than that. I just think it's really wrong to be so openly disdainful of a teammate in that environment. Yeah, sure, have a discussion with him about what went wrong afterwards when everything calmed down. But I think his temper got the better of him there, and I just reckon that was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, he plays with emotion, though, doesn't he? He has been like that for a long time, and I can understand his frustrations. He would have been looking to settle in and looking for a big innings last night, but that wasn't the case. But look, it does come across a little bit. Look at me, this is not good. But I think his emotions got the better of him, and I think if he had his time again, he would have liked to handle it a little bit better.
And my argument is, you cannot afford to let your emotions get the better of you. I mean, what if your emotions get the better of you so badly that you go down the other end and wrap your bat around his head? I mean, you can't blame that. Anyway, that's just me. We're going to take a break. We're on a shortened schedule tonight, so we've got plenty to talk about after the break. Bryce, pick up a better barista coffee in drive-through only at Hungry Jack's and Polaris, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand. Plenty to talk about. We'll preview tonight's game between Brisbane and the Dogs. Some greyhound racing to talk about, some tennis as well. Don't go away. You're listening to Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia's EV6 and Sportage, cars of the year. And Lumo SA, Aussie-owned, made for South Australia.
You're on Sports Day with Ben Hook and Bryce Gibbs. 8223-0000 is the week's open line. Discover a better way to build weeks homes. Discover different. Time to... this is going to be a very wonderful experience for you, Bryce, because you're a newbie to the Sports Day family, and one of our favourites is Todd Gray. He's our expert greyhound racing tipster. You follow him at The Dogs SA on Twitter, or check out Greyhound Racing SA on Facebook. Gamble responsibly. It's been a long time between drinks. Nice to hear your voice again, Toddy Gray.
Yeah, always a pleasure and never a chore. Legends, hope you're doing well.
We're going really well. What's your best for tonight, my man?
It's going to be a late one tonight, lads. I like the couple in the last few races tonight. My best tonight is race 10, number 7, Giant Slash. Look, I reckon this is a dead set match race for mine between the favourites, 4 and 7, but I thought the 7 would be favourite, and it's not. Jack Twell's a champion dog. He was last year's Grand of the Year, but I reckon Giant Slash, it's got a vacant box to the inside now, which I reckon is the game changer for mine. He's just one of those dogs that needs about 15 or 20 metres just to get into full stride and into 100%. With that vacant box now, I think he's going to get it. And they both won over this distance last start, and Giant Slash went about 3 lengths quicker. So I'm really surprised he's not favourite. So race 10, number 7, Giant Slash. We want him to take the front probably about 100 metres into the race. And if he does, lads, no excuses.
Beautiful.
He's around about the $2.60, around about the $2.60 mark last I checked.
Nice, Toddy. Now I don't mind something with a bit more meat on the bone. Do you like anything at odds tonight?
I do. I like a dog. I'm starting to think it's a bit of a bridesmaid, to be honest. Race 11, number 5, Bella's Flower, lads. The poor girl, every week she leads and every week she just gets done in the last couple of metres. She's had 11 starts on the track for 7 placings. Look, tonight she's going to lead again for mine, and if she does, it's going to make life a bit tricky for the favourite in 2. And there's not a heap of run-on dogs here. This is her best chance. If she can sneak a break, which I cannot see why she won't, she will get the Fred Flintstones in the straight. She'll tippy toe the last 50 metres, but she should be that far in front that it shouldn't matter. She is only around about the $5 or $6 mark, but I reckon she's a bet to nothing each way, because even if she does lead, she should still hold on the second, which, oh, if she runs another second, lad, she's going to have a minute, to be honest.
Todd, that's wonderful, mate. So race 10, number 7, Giant Slash at $2.60. I missed the value bet, mate, just for the listeners one more time.
Yeah, easy. The very next race, race 11, number 5, Bella's Flower, to lead all the way.
Todd Gray from Greyhound Racing SA, thanks very much for your time on Sports Day.
Too easy, guys. Have a good one. Look after yourselves.
Jack's Cafe, rich, velvety, smooth barista coffee only at Hungry Jack's. If you're running a small to medium business as a builder, renovator or tiler, Beaumont Tiles wants to help you. Hey, very quickly, let's just touch on the footy tonight. Western Bulldogs heading up to Brisbane to take on the Lions at the Gabba. What's your tip?
Geez, it should be a cracking game, really. Like, Brisbane are a little bit up and down at the moment. I think they've lost 3 of the last 4, and the Dogs, on the other hand, have won 5 of the last 6. So they need to win to stay in touch with the 8, and the Lions need to stay in touch with the top 4. So I think it's going to be a cracking game. Should be high-paced, high-intensity, a bit of a shootout. I'm just slightly leaning towards the Lions because it is up at the Gabba.
Okay, well, I'm tipping the Dogs, and I think the Dogs have had their measure over the last 3 or 4 years. They've won 7 of their last 9, beat them in the semi-final last year. They're number 1 for centre clearances at the moment, the Western Bulldogs. I think there's just too much work for Lachie Neal to do on his own. I know Dane Zorko's back tonight, but that's an absolute banging midfield that is in form for the Western Bulldogs at the moment, so I'm tipping the Dogs.
You mentioned centre-bounce clearances. No Tim English tonight either, so that could play a big card in that result.
They have been so good around the clearances, I reckon, the Western Bulldogs, so I like them tonight. We'll lock horns early next week, and we'll see where that ends up. Hey, very quickly, the tennis, disappointing last night. Tanasi Kokkinakis, gee, got blown away by Novak Djokovic in straight sets, 1-4 and 2. So a little bit disappointing, but we've got plenty to look forward to tonight. Nick Kyrgios is in action. Jason Kubler is in action. Jordan Thompson will line up, as well as Ila Tomjanovic as well. So big night for the Aussies.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I'm just sort of looking to see if Nick Kyrgios will be on his best behaviour tonight. That's probably the thing I'm looking forward to.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it. I was chatting with you last week, and I was saying that there's some newfound maturity with Nick Kyrgios, and he really let me down, didn't he?
Didn't last too long, did it, Hooksy?
So, yeah, we'll see what we get from Nick Kyrgios. Hopefully we get a good solid performance. I just want to see him get into the second week. That'd be what I want to see. Head to icanwin.com.au and you could win a $25,000 advertising package to promote and grow your business. Well, that wraps us up, mate. The footy, of course, up very, very shortly. It's the Brisbane Lions taking on the Western Bulldogs. I will be back on Monday. I think we're expecting to see David Wildey on Tuesday, so hopefully he's getting better soon. Thanks for your company all this week here on Sports Day. Thank you, Bryce, for joining us at short notice. Look forward to seeing you all next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Goodbye.
Sports Day for Kia's EV6 and Sportage, cars of the year. And Lumo SA, Aussie owned, made for South Australia.